you have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we solving for you today?
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Text roulette. All you have to do, if you're thinking about something, you're like, I don't have an answer for this. I wonder if anybody else does. Maybe Elizabeth has an answer. Maybe I do. Maybe our mixed family does. Text it in to our number, 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. And today, this texter has got a question. Oh, boy. About relationships. As a matter of fact, she says, well, she, maybe. So I'm dating two guys and I really like them both. They are very different from each other, but I like different things about them. Do I have to choose or can I date them both until I decide? Dating two guys, really like them both.
Whoa!
Do I have to choose one of them or can I date them both until I decide? Just go and have your fun until you go, yeah, I kind of like this one better than this one.
Now, when you text us, you are anonymous, by the way, so we do not know who this person is unless you tell us your name.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have to make your, intentions clear. If you're not looking to get serious with anybody, you at least owe it to the people that you're with to say, hey, this isn't a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. We're out just having some fun and state those emotions.
Really?
I think you should do that. Yes, absolutely.
I think you should just
because otherwise you've got one person thinking, yeah, this is my person, this is my girl. And then if they see a picture of you out on social media or see it with somebody else, then you have to do the explaining.
I think you should just go for it. Keep dating until you find out. You're going to know.
Keep dating these people. At the same time.
The two guys at the same time. Keep one from the other, obviously. You got to be careful with that. That's a juggling situation right there. But I think, hey, you know what? If you're not sure, maybe one of them will tip the scale eventually. But right now, the scales are kind of even. So it's like, but I like him. But I like this guy.
That sounds exhausting.
Nah, it sounds like fun. I mean, back in the day, when you were single, it was fun. Now, yes. As we're older and we're married, we're like, oh, gosh, that's exhausting. But that's what the texter wants to know. 414-432-1099. You can text in your answer. You could call in your answer to that same number, the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Dating two guys, really like them both. They're different.
I'm not saying you have to tell them that you're dating another person, but you should at least say, hey, we're just having fun here, right? So keep that going if you want, but to not say anything.
Our texter,
and just that someone's going to fall in love sooner than you'd like, and then it's going to be a mess. And then you're going to lose both of them because they're going to feel like they were lied to.
Our texter says, do I have to choose or can I date them both until I decide? Until one of those decisions comes to you. Maybe it comes to you in a dream. Maybe you just wake up one day. Or maybe you're out on a date with one of them and you go, yeah, I'd rather go with the other one. 414-432-1099. Text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Kim from Franklin, what do you think? Can you help our mix listener who texted this in? Do I have to choose or can I date both of these guys until I decide? What do you think?
Well, happy Full Moon Monday. And I think that she should continue dating both. I'm right with Elizabeth. You need to be upfront that you're not exclusive, but also let's not get too intimate because literally it could get too messy.
Yes.
You think
like,
so?
Very messy.
Come on.
Let's be real. Yeah. You got to be smart about it.
You can juggle it when you're single like that. You can juggle it.
No, this sounds exhausting. I'm telling you. And like you're talking about, you've got to be smart. Like how intimate and involved are you with these guys?
Well, what if you want to, you know, you don't want to like scare one away by saying, hey, we're just having fun. Oh, we are? Okay, I'm out.
But no. I also feel like
that's not the guy for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. At this point, if you're in between both of them, then it's not your forever.
Good point,
it's
ladies.
Not. When it's your forever.
Good point.
You are only tunnel vision on that person.
Honesty is the best way to go. Just say, I'm really enjoying our time together, and we'll see where it goes. Let's take it slow.
Kim, and you've raised how many kids?
Yeah.
Six, five kids? You've been through some things, so you offer great advice. Thanks for calling in this morning.
You might have a great day.
You too.
Linda, what do you think our texter should do about this situation? She's dating two guys. Wants to know, should I keep dating him until, you know, I can finally decide? Or does this texter need to say something right now? What do you think?
Well, considering my daughter's done the same thing.
She does the same thing? What are you talking about?
My daughter's dated more than one guy at a time.
Okay. And it wasn't exhausting, was it?
But how did it end?
Well, you got to kind of wait. If you're leaning more towards one than the other, then it's time to find out where that relationship wants to go. If they're both kind of like at a stalemate, then just have fun with it.
Yeah.
If you get one that wants to go further, I mean, the one my daughter's in right now, it's sex and video games, and she's finally calling it quits because it doesn't want to go any further than that.
Okay.
Well, and I go back to, oh, he's just not that into you. She's just not that into them. If she's getting out of it what she wants, but if she's looking for something more serious, this isn't the way to go.
Right.
She needs to find out what she starts getting deeply involved. Yeah, they both have endearing qualities, but what does she want more?
That's why the texter's saying, can I date them both until I decide? So you're saying, like, yeah, go for it. My daughter did it. Just keep going until it's going to hit you in the face one of these days and be like, that's who I need to be with.
And it might be that they're going to see that she's out with somebody else if she doesn't say, hey, we're just having some fun here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lay it out there that you want to be serious necessarily, because I feel so strongly that you would know right away. You know when you know. And if you don't know, then they're not the one.
All right. And thanks for texting that in. Yeah. And hopefully we solved it for you today. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we should text back and ask.
Give us a follow-up.
Ask for a follow-up and see what happens here. Yeah, Linda, thank you so much calling in for Text Roulette.
You're welcome.
Bye. I got to try it both ways and see which way I feel better.